talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
I'm hurting for all my friends that left today. Will they rebuild or will they move away? They're telling us to leave if we want to survive. If it's all gone, at least we're still alive. I wanna go back home. I wanna go back home. I wanna go back home again.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was from Brothers Comatose, Home Again. And they'll be performing next week, October 7th, at the Poor House. And that song, Home Again, they wrote for the victims of the LA fires, but it really could be for any natural disaster, including the 1 year anniversary of Hurricane Helene that wrecked a lot of people's lives in South Carolina and North Carolina. In addition, you heard from the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home as well. And special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rao. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up every January 30th through February 1st. And we are about two-thirds of the way sold out there. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with interior designer Lizzie Gromlich with the Kiger Collection. Also, we'll be talking with Chris Bullock with William Smith Fireplaces, Heidi Wilson with Charleston Lighting and Interiors, broker in charge Tricia Peterson with Island House Real Estate, and finally Paige Bishop with Luanto Furniture. Well, this is an exciting time for Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Our fall issue is out, and you can pick it up at just about any home-related showroom throughout Charleston. Our entire staff was all out last week delivering, and it has Craig Conover with Southern Charm and his business Sewing Down South on the cover. So make sure you pick it up. It's also our remodeling issue. So lots and lots of local remodeling projects for you to take a look at. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with interior designer Lizzie Gromlich with the Kiger Collective. How are you doing, Lizzie?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Lizzie, take a moment and tell our listeners all about the Kiger Collective.
Yeah, so we're a boutique interior design firm based in Atlanta, but serving clients really anywhere, primarily throughout the Southeast at the moment. We take on mostly residential and then some commercial projects. We offer a wide range of services. Really, no project is too big or too small. Anything from the consultation level up to a full-scale renovation or anything in between. We love to tackle any size project.
Gotcha. Most homeowners have never worked with an interior designer, but it's interesting if you If you ask a homeowner who has worked with an interior designer in the past, they would never do a project without the assistance of an interior designer in the future. And so those people who haven't used an interior designer, they don't know what they're missing. How do you help a homeowner?
Yeah, so I view my role on a project on a few different levels. Mostly as sort of the storyteller of your home, if we're talking about a residential project. So talking with you, you know, learning what's important style-wise to you, what's important from the function aspect, and then really marrying those two together to create a space that's really going to work for you and your family. Mm-hmm. So sort of being that general chief creative and kind of guiding, you know, all of your ideas and then bringing some of my own and making them work for you. There's a lot, you know, I often find that my clients think I come in handy when maybe like a husband and wife are working on their house and they have different styles and we need, you know, sort of a third party to help bring them together mm-hmm. and blend them so that they feel seamless. Also just offering my clients a wide variety of sources that they otherwise wouldn't have access to with all of my trade vendors and then my custom workrooms and other resources to create pieces that are really unique. And also just project management and budget management. I kind of tell my clients all the time, like, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I will be the budget police for you because you never want to look back on a project and feel like you regret overinvesting. So really helping to take the budget that you're comfortable with and allocating it appropriately so that we get sort of the best bang for our buck on the project and invest appropriately.
Yeah, and the homeowner, I'm sure, very much appreciates you sticking to the budget. And, you know, very often I'm sure you are faced with the homeowner saying, well, maybe I can splurge on this. And that's up to them if they want to raise their budget. But at least you're keeping to what they have originally told you is the budget.
Exactly. And there obviously are times where we do increase the budget throughout a project. That's pretty common because sometimes another thing that is really helpful that I can do is, you know, they'll come in with a budget and they'll come in with inspiration and I'll kind of break down what the real costs of things actually are and sort of present that from the start. And then they'll take a look at that and they'll say, okay, originally, you know, we were thinking 50,000, but you know, looking at this, it makes sense. We can actually spend 75. Go ahead and use 75 as the budget. Mm-hmm. So just sort of giving that layer of expertise and advice because, you know, why would you as a homeowner, you know, you don't know what the cost of reupholstering a sofa is if you have one that you want to recover and what, you know, all might be involved in that and how many yards there are and keeping in mind all of the freight and the tax and all of the other costs that go into executing a design.
Yeah, the budget is a very sensitive topic for a homeowner, but you know sometimes the homeowner has the money, they just don't want to spend the money, and you know what I would say to them is this is a complete intangible, but just think of the moments that you'll be spending and you'll be so happy in your newly renovated home or your newly built custom home.
Absolutely.
You know, those are moments that you'll never forget. And then when you decide to go ahead and sell your property, you'll get paid back for everything that you've invested into it.
Absolutely. You know, I think of it like this all the time and I'll share this with people. And, you know, people have different ideas of what they want to spend their money on naturally, of course. And some people are big travelers. I mean, you know, think about spending $25,000 to go to Europe for a week or $25,000 on a living room refresh that you might have for 15 years. You know, and you enjoy it every single day. You experience it every single day. So I do think of it like that, just on a personal level for myself. And I do share that with clients. You know, it is something that affects you on your day to day and all of your big life moments, you know, holidays, family gatherings, et cetera, happen in those spaces. So it does matter.
Yeah. People get used to suffering. And yeah. I don't mean that literally, but they just get used to the dysfunction of whatever, you know, whatever's going on in their home. And you know, then when they get that refresh, they're just so thrilled. Let me ask you, Lizzie, have your clients ever said to you, "I would have never thought of that"?
All the time. And that is one of my favorite things to hear, because I just say, that's why you hired me.
That's true.
You know, I love to come in with maybe a little bit of an unexpected color pairing or an unexpected material here. And then, because, you know, I don't want it to just look like it came out of kind of like a big box retailer catalog. I try to think of the spaces that I design as sort of an art piece in and of themselves. And I want to make them, you know, livable and functional, but also interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not everything has to match so perfectly. We can throw in something that feels a little funky, a little unexpected, and maybe that, you know, I hope I'm always bringing ideas that the homeowner wouldn't have thought.
Right, right.
Themselves.
Well, how do you view your role on a new build or a renovation project? And why not just use the contractor for design advice?
That's a great question. So, you know, I've gotten the pleasure of working with a handful of really great contractors. And most contractors out there are great, and they can have great ideas. But at the end of the day, they're not trained as designers. They're not looking out for the same things a designer would be. And they're more focused on, how do we get this built, versus why are we building it this way? And so I always am really cautious to take clients, you know, take a step back. Let's look at the bigger picture. Even if, let's say, we're doing a kitchen renovation, you know, I want to look at your whole house and think, are you maybe going to do that powder bath next year? Are you going to want to change XYZ that's also in the sight line? And really thinking globally about their project. And not just being so hyper-focused on, you know, the exact task at hand. You know, also just adding another layer of project management. I think my clients always appreciate just someone, you know, to be a liaison between them and the contractor to make sure things are running smoothly and on time, and that the contractor has every detail and every material that they need before they really need it to keep projects on track.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say the other thing that's very tempting for a homeowner that is doing a renovation project or a new build is if they're not working with an interior designer, they end up hitting up the showroom staff that they're, you know, they're visiting the lighting showroom or the tile showroom, and they end up hitting them up for advice. And you know, that those people in those showrooms are specialists in that particular trade, and so they're not seeing the big picture like an interior designer such as Lizzie Gromlich with the Kiger Collective can see the whole picture, right?
Exactly. Seeing the big picture is very important, and just bringing in the right, like you're saying, bringing in the right showrooms to help you with XYZ, whether it's lighting or the gorgeous plumbing fixtures that we're going to select. You know, I rely very, very heavily on all of my industry peers. And, you know, I'm a newer designer. If another younger designer were to come to me for advice from, you know, newer designer to newer designer, I would say, don't try to be a hero. When you don't know something, ask questions. There's often, you know, people in these different showrooms, whether it's appliances or plumbing fixtures, that have been doing this for 40 years and can provide a lot of insight. But at the end of the day, your job as a designer is to pull, you know, take what you like, leave the rest, lean on these people, but really pull everything together in a global fashion to create, you know, a bespoke, interesting, and above all, functional design for your clients.
Mm-hmm. How did the name the Kiger Collective come about? And Kiger is K-I-G-E-R. That rhymes with tiger.
That's right. It's actually my middle name. I was thinking about it a lot when I started the business, if I wanted to just use my first and last name, like a lot of designers do. And I thought it might be nice to just have like a little layer of separation. I don't know where I might take this business, but if I do want to eventually have other designers working with me, it might be nice to have more of a neutral branded name.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, how can folks get in touch with you, Lizzie, at the Kiger Collective?
Yeah, the best way is to fill out my inquiry form on my website or send me an email at lizzie@thekigercollective.com, and we can go from there.
All right, great. And you can always find the Kiger Collective within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with interior designer Lizzie Gromlich with the Kiger Collective. Thanks so much, Lizzie.
Thank you.
And talking to us now is Chris Bullock with William Smith Fireplaces. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing, Tim?
Good. Chris, take a moment and tell our listeners all about William Smith Fireplaces.
Well, William Smith Fireplaces has been in business in the Charleston area for nearly 20 years now, I believe. And we have recently merged with a different company with the goals of focusing on being the go-to brand here in the Lowcountry for all your fireplace needs.
All right, very good. And tell our listeners about some of the services that William Smith Fireplaces has added recently.
Well, recently we've added a nationally certified chimney sweep named Chris Young. There's only four of them in the state, and he's one of them, so he's great at what he does. But we're starting to expand into the chimney repair and chimney inspection range, being by the salt ocean or by the ocean and being by the salt air, deterioration, water penetration, water intrusion into your home is one of the, you know, worst things that could happen. And then obviously, you know, exhausted any fumes mm-hmm. or byproduct or harmful chemicals, you know, out of your home safely.
Yeah.
Well, we need to add some of that, but yes, sir.
Yeah. How often should, a homeowner have their chimney inspected, and how often should they have it swept?
Well, it's dependent upon usage. I'm not going to lie. The Charleston area, we don't see a ton of them, but some people tend to burn a lot of wood. Burning wood, it's recommended that you service it every year. Burning gas, vented gas logs, it's also recommended that you service it every year. But that's all dependent on usage and what you feel safe with your home.
Mm-hmm. And, is there anything dangerous about, if someone does not have their chimney inspected or their chimney swept in particular?
Well, coming from a retired firefighter, I would tell you it's the most dangerous thing that you can put in your home is fire. So to take this, extremely seriously, that's why we've hired Chris Young, you know, as a nationally certified chimney sweep to ensure that we provide safety and comfort to you as a Joe Q homeowner.
Gotcha. What kinds of problems have you encountered with regards to doing some of these chimney inspections?
Well, the Lowcountry's been around since the, you know, 1700s, 1800s. So we go from, you know, all the way back then to, you know, ranch style homes, 70s, 80s, 90s style ranch style homes, where we do full relines of chimneys it's called a heat shield repair, but without having to tear the whole chimney down and replace it, then we do something called a reline with a heat shield material.
Mm, okay. All right. And, I would imagine that William Smith Fireplaces gets real busy as soon as we get a cold snap, right?
Oh yes, sir. We could go from 2 days to 2 weeks out, depending on when that first cold snap hits versus, you know, right now in September, now's the time to give us a call if for all your fireplace needs, to ensure, you know, safety for all.
Yeah.
And through the winter.
We had William Smith Fireplaces out last summer to service our gas logs and gas fireplaces. We had an issue with the remote turning on the gas logs, and it was something simple that your technician was able to take care of. And we chose summertime, or anytime. We wanted to avoid the cold weather because we knew that we'd have to wait in line because, you know, people are going to be calling William Smith Fireplaces to they turn on their they have a their first fire, whether it's with their gas logs or wood burning, and they realize they have an issue, and all of a sudden they call you folks and you guys are all backed up, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Besides the servicing of your existing fireplace, does William Smith Fireplaces, can you convert a wood burning fireplace into a gas burning fireplace?
Yes, sir. And that all starts with the chimney. I guess a lot of the verbiage, what I like to use is if you're sitting in front of your couch in front of that fireplace, I like to use the term firebox. That's what you can see. Above that is kind of a smoke chamber that billows into like a triangle kind of up above. And that's where you'll hit terracotta flue tiles or metal chimney pipe, whichever, whether it's a prefab or a masonry fireplace is dependent on what kind of fireplace you have. And that is why we start with the inspection to ensure that vented gas logs do put off carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is an odorless, poisonous gas. Just like if you were burning a real wood fire in your home, it needs to be expelled safely. So that's why we usually start with this chimney inspection. Depending on how old your home is, if you've never had it done, you know, et cetera, we want to make sure that we're the go-to brand to say that if we're going to put fire in your home, we're going to do it safely. And that's kind of where this chimney division and the addition of the chimney division has really helped us be a step above some other competition.
Have gas logs improved in over the years in terms of them looking like a natural wood burning fire?
Yes, sir. And again, we'll go back to the same thing. They're vented and vent free gas logs, and they have advantages and disadvantages to both. With a vented set of gas logs, you can get a more aesthetically pleasing flame. You can make it bigger, but it needs to be vented so you can get the byproduct out safely. A vent-free is a different option, which is you get to maintain 100% of the heat inside your home. But they're also, they've been stamped, UL stamped, and they burn 99.9% complete oxygen. So there's less options when you go that route.
Mm. And I've been seeing some of the electric I don't know what you call them, electric logs or
electric fireplaces.
Fireplaces,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And you know, I guess I remember way back when in the 70s where there was. If you had an electric fireplace, I think I remember there was like a tube or something that would sort of rotate, and it was supposed to have the look of real flames, but it looked totally fake. But how do the electric fireplaces look these days?
Electric fireplaces, since I've been in the business, have come a long way. I mean, they've got vapors and mist and are good options for commercial uses. A lot of people are going with a more contemporary look. They don't want to deal with the hassle of the venting or the hassle of a real fireplace. They want to be able to hit a remote on just like a TV. So it's more aesthetically pleasing to some people. It just depends upon, from a design concept, what the outcome is. But they have come a long way, and they've made some advancements as well, and we put in a ton of those. So that's trending, I guess, right now, if you could say.
Yeah. And if you haven't visited William Smith Fireplaces showroom on Dorchester Road, they opened up there a couple of years ago. It's an amazing showroom. You must have like 20 actual fireplaces with mantles and the surrounds that go with it, and there's all these different choices, different looks, modern, traditional, and so forth, and you're demonstrating the different kinds of logs, gas logs and electric and so forth, right?
Yes, sir. Our showroom is at 6420 Dorchester Road. We're right off the airport exit. I encourage everybody, whether it's, any customer just potentially starting the process, or if you kind of know what you want, I implore everybody to come into the showroom and look and see what you got. I think we're up to almost 35 options in the showroom. You'll be greeted by a receptionist, and someone in the sales office will guide you through the process whichever way you want to go. Maybe come in with a concept. But if you don't have a concept, hopefully we can guide you to whatever that you'd like to do. But we always implore that, come see something before you want to purchase something.
Yeah.
Envision it in your home, and then let's see what the end goal is.
And you can buy those.
That's kind of the process.
Yeah, and you can buy the, you don't have to buy a whole fireplace. You can buy just the mantle itself if you want to change, if you want to update your living room or wherever you happen to have your fireplace.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can get some inspiration photos from in here. I mean, we've kind of dedicated walls and sections and fireplaces to like just a different concept for every single one of them. I'm not in the sales department. I am in the service department. So sales are a little bit different, but we have a ton of options and a ton of sales associates and some new and up and coming ones as well. So we're really looking forward to the future and hope that everybody can come see us.
Well, that's great. And what is the web address for William Smith Fireplaces?
It will be williamsmithfireplaces.com.
All right. And the William Smith Fireplaces showroom address again?
It's 6420 Dorchester Road.
All right.
We're right off the airport exit.
I was just going to say.
It's in North Charleston, South Carolina. Yes, sir. 29418.
All right, great. And you can always find William Smith Fireplaces within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Chris Bullock with William Smith Fireplaces. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thanks, Tim.
And now we're talking with Heidi Wilson with Charleston Lighting and Interiors. How you doing, Heidi?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Great, great. Thank you for asking. Heidi, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Charleston Lighting and Interiors.
Yes, so we are the one of the largest showrooms in the Carolinas, and we are very excited. We've actually been in business for 25 years as of this year, so we just celebrated that anniversary in the spring. And
congratulations.
Thank you.
You have to do a lot of right things to stay in business that long.
You really do. Yes. And we hope that we will be celebrating another 25 years. So.
Well, good deal. And I have visited Charleston Lighting and Interiors many, many times, also as a customer. And the Charleston Lighting and Interiors showroom is huge.
It is. It can be a bit daunting if you've never been in it before, but that's why we are there to help you navigate your way through it.
Gotcha. And how does the Charleston Lighting and Interiors showroom compare with other lighting showrooms around the Charleston area?
We definitely are one of the largest showrooms, if not the largest in the area. And we have just so many different options on display. Plus, we work with about upwards of 75 different vendors and manufacturers. So we can, if you don't see it on our floor, it's likely that we are able to get something that you have in mind. And we are so showroom set up a little bit differently. We kind of have everything together by finish instead of by category. Then we do have an entire area of the showroom that is just exterior lighting and ceiling fans, which a lot of people don't see from the street or the parking lot when they come in. So we offer a vast selection of decorative lighting, ceiling fans, and exterior lighting, including landscape options. We also specialize in architectural lighting, such as recessed lighting and LED linear lighting for millwork, like, for example, under cabinets, toe kicks, in bookcases, custom closets. We partner with about 75 different manufacturers, and we can accommodate any budget, ensuring that your lighting is not only beautiful, but affordable.
Gotcha. How often do you, does Charleston Lighting and Interiors change the displays? And a follow-up question, are the new displays, are they driven by customers asking, or does Charleston Lighting and Interiors go to market and then present the newest lighting for the customers?
We do go to market, and we work with our reps and the different manufacturers to really pinpoint things that are not only on trend, but what we think will appeal to our customers and what we think is more design driven. So we try to get new displays in regularly, but we recently receive a very, very large shipment of new displays. So we're in the process of putting those out. So I would say anyone coming in the next week or two is going to see some new things, some really fun lighting options. We're kind of trying to push our envelope a little bit when it comes to what we offer, just to showcase just the wide variety of lighting that's available now.
Well, good deal. So who is the Charleston Lighting and Interiors customer?
So we serve homeowners, builders, and interior designers. We have a lot of homeowners that are working on their own. They don't work with designers, and they're either doing a new build or a renovation. Sometimes they just need one or two pieces to update their lighting in their home. And we love working with them because we have a design eye, and we can really help them with that process and make it a lot simpler for them. We also have a trade program, and we provide trade discounts, free warehousing, and free local delivery. And we love to offer in-showroom appointments. We'll also do in-home visits for anyone who needs us to come on site for a large project. And we always love walk-ins.
Cool. Great. What kinds of trends are you seeing in the lighting industry?
So we are seeing a lot more experimentation with color. We're seeing stone being a popular choice now for some lighting fixtures. Brass has been the choice for years now, but we are seeing a noticeable shift towards richer, darker metals like bronze. Not so much the orange tones of the late 90s, early 2000s, but deeper shades that add significant depth to a space. Coastal styles, of course, being here in Charleston, are always going to be popular. So we see a lot of rattan, seagrass, and things like that nature. When we're also really excited by the interest in fixtures that are casting unique patterns on walls and ceilings. We have people coming in wanting something that is just not just functional lighting, but also something that plays with the space a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I have to go back. Did you say that some of the light fixtures are integrating stone into them? How does that work?
Yes. So we're seeing some fixtures that are coming wrapped in a thin layer of travertine or lava stone. And it's just a real fun way to bring some texture into a space.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And do you have any advice for people that are in the market for lighting?
Yes. So the one thing is prioritize your lighting early. It's often the last thing that will be installed when you're doing a reno or a build. but it really should be considered from the very beginning, because it will affect every design element that you've chosen, from your flooring to your wall color to your furnishings. And you want to make sure that it all works together. I always tell people, don't be afraid to mix metals. That's a big one. We have a lot of people who think that if they have satin nickel finishes in their kitchen, they need to carry satin nickel throughout the whole home. What we tell people, don't be afraid to mix it up a little bit. Sometimes when you try to match everything, it will end up looking a little builder basic, but if you bring in another finish or two, you have a more custom and designed look. And then I also tell people that if you want to have fun in with your lighting, to experiment with that in spaces that you're either passing through or not spending a lot of time in. So, you know, play it safe in your kitchen, your living room, bedrooms, places like that. But definitely go ahead and push the envelope in spaces like foyers and hallways. Laundry rooms are great places to experiment with some fun lighting, just so you can play it up and have a good time with it.
Well, that sounds great. And Charleston Lighting Interiors has staff that can help people who are visiting Charleston Lighting and Interiors in terms of the design advice?
We do. Most of our designers are also not only have experience in lighting, but they also have experience in interior design as well. So we can really bridge that gap between the two. And we just understand that the volume of the choices out there is overwhelming, but we love to help people navigate. We want you to have fun when you come in the showroom to choose your lighting, and we want to take that stress off of you.
Well, great. Well, how can folks get more information about Charleston Lighting and Interiors?
They can either visit our website at charlestonlightingandinteriors.com, or they can stop in our showroom. We are at 1640 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard. And we also wanted to let the listeners know, if anyone comes in and mentions this radio spot, that we will be offering 10% off their purchase.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Heidi Wilson with Charleston Lighting and Interiors, and you can always find Charleston Lighting and Interiors within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Heidi.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with Tricia Peterson with Island House Real Estate. How are you doing, Tricia?
I'm good, Tim. Thanks for having us.
You bet. You bet. Tricia, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Island House Real Estate.
Yes, yes. So I am the owner and broker in charge of Island House Real Estate. I opened the company in 2018, and I'm very proud of our company and our team. We have a group of 9 women. We're a small boutique real estate firm, and we specialize in residential real estate, but we also do commercial real estate for our clients throughout the Charleston area. And we're unique in a lot of respects, because we're truly advocates and resources for our clients a lot of times before, after, and during their home sale and buying, like the buying and selling process, because we're helping them prepare, and like it, sometimes it's years before and after the process, with picking out paint colors, financial advisors, lenders, and all of the things that they need. So we're a great resource for people, and it's not just like at the time that they're buying or selling, it's for years before and after. So mm-hmm. We've become good advocates and resources for our clients.
Well, that's great. Island House Real Estate has just opened up a new office in historic downtown Charleston. But instead of renting, Island House Real Estate, you folks bought and renovated the property. What made you choose to do that?
We did, yes. We bought a building on the corner of Trad and Council. It was the original Burbage's location And it was built in 1870. And I had showed this building to several clients, and everybody had thought I had lost my mind. I thought the building had so much potential, but obviously it needed a lot of work and a lot of time. But I convinced my husband that it was a good thing to do. So we bought the property, and basically over the last, 3 to 5 years, renovated it, did a full renovation project. And I felt that it was really important for us to have a brick and mortar presence and have an office like in the downtown area. And definitely I practice what I preach as far as investing in real estate. We have several rental properties and short-term rental properties throughout Charleston. And I truly believe investing and improving the value of real estate is one of the best things you can do from an investment standpoint. So we're definitely excited to have such a cool part of history and invest in real estate. So it's been an exciting adventure.
What was the renovation process like, and how does the history of the building tie into Island House's story?
Yeah, so the looking back now, it was fun. I will say, like, now that it's complete, and it was a frustrating, long, and difficult process. I think anybody will tell you when they're going through like the process of a historic renovation. But it was our first historic renovation, so I know like we would do things differently now. And I have like I think all the tools in my tool belt, like moving forward, like now that I've done it once. But it was really fun, and I learned a lot. And I think I learned a lot about houses in general, because I think like so many. Like over the years, like a lot of the properties we've worked with have been in like the, Daniel Island, Mount Pleasant, like John's Island, like, and every house like has a personality, and they seem to fit like those areas and communities. And it was really fun to do this renovation, because like from the very beginning, like I did not want it to feel like a new house. Like I wanted people to walk in and feel like you felt like it belonged where it was, and that it was built in 1870. So like I scoured vintage shops and consignment shops for like details and like pieces like that I could source that made it still feel like it was historic, and like that it felt like a piece of history and was charming. So it was fun. Like, and honestly, it was a blessing that it took so long, because it kind of gave me the time to find those places that I think made it turn out the way that it did. So, and I think it really like fits into Island House's story, because we've also evolved over the years. Our company's grown. We've added agents. You know, we started out really as a small company. We had two agents when we started, and we solely pretty much did, residential sales on Daniel Island. And we've branched out over the years. We sell and focus really everywhere in Charleston. We have agents focusing on every area in Charleston, and we've managed to survive and improve and grow through multiple chaotic markets. And we've proved that we have staying power, and I'm really proud that we've planted deeper roots downtown, which I think is kind of the basis of Charleston, and I'm proud to be downtown. Mm-hmm. Where everything started.
Yeah, for sure. For listeners who are considering buying or selling right now, what trends should they know about? How can folks get in touch with the Island House team?
I would say, I'm sure everybody's heard, like, there's the government shutdown. I mean, I feel like every day we wake up to something new, like, going on in the world. And, of course, everything has some, result and effect on the real estate market. But ultimately, like, people need to and they want to buy and sell. And the biggest investment people make in their lifetime is real estate, without a doubt. So I think that for us, I mean, that's what we do, is protecting people's investment in real estate. We do a great job with our marketing, as our marketing program is really designed to show properties in the best light. And and you get more for your house when it's shown in the best light. So I think that as far as when you're considering selling, like really doing your due diligence and looking at like who's listing your property and what that marketing program is definitely worth the time to do. As far as like trends in the market, you know, it's been an interesting year in real estate. I think every agent will tell you that this year, because it's become a struggle. It's still technically it's a buyer's market. I mean, there's a lot of built up demand. There's a lot of people renting. There's a lot of people waiting for interest rates to come down. A lot of people that still need homes, but there's also, we're seeing a lot of homes that are sitting on the market, a lot of price reductions, but a lot of the price reductions, they're still just coming down to probably prices they should have maybe listed at initially. So it's been a little bit of a struggle between buyers and sellers, and a lot of education and education and psychology of like what the right price is and how to navigate the negotiation process. So having an advocate and a real estate agent on your side is definitely important in this market, because it is a really good time to buy. You just need to know that you're making the right decision, and having somebody that knows the market, the comps, and to educate you on what the right decision is. And you can get in touch with us through like on Google. We have over 95 star reviews, so you can read them there. Go to our website, islandhouserealestate.com. Our phone number is 843-847-1762.
All right, great. Prices are not going to come down. Real estate is always going to go up, especially in a high demand place such as Charleston.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
So you might as well get in at the price now. It may seem higher than you want to pay, but they're not going down.
They're not going down, and that's why it's such a great time for people to buy right now. Even interest rates have come down. They're higher than what people want them to be, because there was that perception that interest rates had been in the threes, and people want them to be there again. They're not going to be there again, probably in most of our lifetimes. So it's important to pull the trigger and just go ahead and make a purchase. Just be educated about the purchase that you're making and make sure it's the right one. But it is the most important thing. And most people that have ever bought something, they just wish they would have done it sooner. Nobody really usually regrets buying a house, because if you ask most people that have bought one, they're just like, I just wish I would have done it 10 years ago, or I wish I would have done it 2 years ago. Oh, yeah. Because you always have equity in those homes. So it's definitely a good idea. So stop renting, buy a house, pull the trigger. It's worth it. It's definitely worth it.
Well, very good. Well, we have been talking with Tricia Peterson with Island House Real Estate, and you can always find Island House Real Estate within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Tricia.
Thank you. All right, thanks. All right, bye-bye.
And now we're talking with Paige Bishop with Luanto Furniture. How are you doing, Paige?
I'm doing good, Tim. How are you doing?
Just fine. Thank you. Paige, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Luanto Furniture.
Yeah, absolutely. So Luanto is a third generation family company, and we specialize in beautiful furniture that is functional for your home, and it's going to be sustainably made with clean materials. So we specialize in pieces that you feel good about bringing into your home.
All right, great. And what kind of furniture are we talking about?
So we are best known definitely for our sleeper sofas, but it's not the classic sleeper sofa that has the bar. It's comfortable. It's a place you feel good about hosting your friends and family. And then additional storage spaces, adjustable seats and headrests, just a piece that works with your life.
Good deal. How did Lewanto Furniture manage to take that bar that I remember the Seinfeld episode where Jerry visits his parents in Florida and Elaine sleeps on the pullout sofa with the bar and she can't function because she has to lay on the floor because the experience of laying on that pullout sofa.
Oh, yeah.
Bar.
Yeah, we've all experienced that one. So instead of having the bar and the springs that come up through the mattress, they're going to be flat individual laid springs. And then that bar, instead of being there, it's going to be a function that pulls out to just have a flat lay.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Lewanto, where did that name come from?
It is the Finnish word for nature, and it's very fitting because, like I said, the company's motto is to just kind of keep everything sustainably made, do what's right. I mean, how furniture should be made. But yeah, so it's the Finnish word for nature.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. Good. And talk about the quality of Lewanto Furniture.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be handmade, actually, through our production team. And we only use real wood, real materials. Everything is placed with intention. And it's made to last. Again, because it is a Finnish company, we have to fit those standards. And over there, they don't just throw out their sofas or their furniture after 2 years. So these are made to last with your life, be passed down, and just taking that into account.
Nice. All right, good deal. And when it comes to Lewanto Furniture, talk about the design program that you have for custom furniture.
Yeah, absolutely. So not only do we carry huge selection of in-stock products that you can get, you know, within the week. But we also take it a step further that if you're a designer working with a client who wants a custom piece or you haven't found that piece for your home, you can come in and say, I want this sectional with, you know, this color of fabric, this style of arm, you know, down to the leg color. And just create your own piece from start to finish to make sure it's going to work with your life.
Oh, okay.
Rather than just being stuck with, you know, what's on the market.
Yeah. And I'm going to ask you about to take our listeners on a virtual tour of the Lewanto showroom. But I did want to ask you about... you know, sometimes when you order something, special order, or if it's custom, there's a delay involved. Is that what people will experience if they do want to take advantage of the design program for custom furniture at Lewanto?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, because you are getting a piece that is made and curated just for you. There is about a 14-week lead time, so it's nothing too crazy, but just know that in those 14 weeks, your piece is being made perfectly. It's, you know, being made intentionally for you, and then it's going to come perfect just how you imagined.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I mentioned that I was going to ask you to take our listeners on a virtual tour of the Lewanto showroom. So the showroom is the Lewanto showroom is located on Clements Ferry Road. And I'm looking at your ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and it says that your showroom is Charleston's factory store. What does that mean?
So this is actually where we are headquartered here in the United States. So really, it's the best place to go because you will not be short of knowledge of the Lewanto brand. But yeah, so our warehouse is right here in Hanahan. And then the factory store here, you know, with the offices that everyone is at.
Gotcha. So is there a landmark that Lewanto on Clements Ferry Road is nearby that people can recognize?
You know, I would say the building itself is pretty hard to miss. It's the one with the big red roof. So once you're driving by, it's hard to miss.
Gotcha. So people head up to Clements Ferry Road. They look for that big red roof, and as they walk into the Luanto showroom, what will they see to their left, right, and in front of them, and so on?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you walk in, you are going to see a line of these gorgeous sofas, and then someone's going to come and meet you and show that, hey, these are actually also sleepers. So we keep our king size sleepers up front. And then as you walk into the middle, you'll see some beautiful stationary pieces, kind of showing off that design essence that we are capable of having. And then we can walk through, and of course you'll see the famous bunk bed sleeper. That's what we get a lot. People are excited to see that one. That's going to be on your right hand side. And then we can walk back, see all of the additional storage spaces in those chaises. We kind of keep them up so you can see it without having to walk through every piece. And then queen size, cot size sleepers, full XL. You can just see the whole range of products in our showroom, and there's nowhere else that has this range.
Nice. That's so cool. And you know, if you're going to buy a sofa, you might as well make it a sleeper sofa, because you know, even if it's in the living room, we used to have a sleeper sofa in the living room, and every now and then we have what we call a lazy day, and we're mm-hmm. wouldn't that be nice to just pull that out and just watch TV or something like that. But
right.
It sounds like there's all sorts of different sizes and shapes and options for sleeper sofas at Luanto.
Oh yeah. Different, you know, functions. So if you want a higher headrest or a higher back, more lumbar support, that's an option. And yeah, we all do need those lazy days, and we all have unexpected guests sometimes. So if you can have a space that can fit all of that, why not have it in one?
Right. That's true. And that's so cool that Luanto's U.S. headquarters is right here in the Charleston area. That kind of makes me proud.
I know, right? We're better.
Nice. Well, how can folks get more information about Luanto Furniture? And Luanto is spelled Luonto.
Yeah, if you want to go to our website, luantocharleston.com, or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram at Luanto Charleston. There's always someone around to answer a question. You know, we're all very proud of this company, and we love to share our knowledge about it.
That's great. Well, and you can always find Luanto Furniture within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Paige Bishop with Luanto Furniture. Thanks so much, Paige.
Thank you so much, Tim. Talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.